today. We're talking with Greg Powell. He's an expert financial planner and analyst. He's the founder of Five Plan Partners, and we're going to find out how to build our financial house, protecting our loved ones, grow your assets, for you to live the American dream. Good morning to Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Your website, yourfinancialhouse.com. Of course, the American dream worth achieving. Can we do that anymore in this financial world that we're in, really? It's kind of confusing lately.
Yeah, well, as you well know, there's no guarantees in life, but I think the American dream is alive and well, and that's one reason I wrote the book. I had clients over the years that kept telling me this changed my life and got me on track to reach my goals and make those dreams into reality. And the Your Financial House process that I developed also gave a face to financial planning to make sure that people understand it's not that intimidating. It doesn't have to be that hard or complicated.
I wonder about, you say, to get your goals together so then you can pursue them effectively. Mm-hmm. Is that something that we all sort of put by the wayside? We kind of want to be at the end. We don't really start the beginning process all the time.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's been stated time and time again that people take more time to plan a vacation than they do their whole financial picture. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of the things I like to emphasize is that, and using the house as an analogy, is that you would never start the construction on a house without a blueprint. Mm-hmm. You would never give your money to a builder who wasn't going to use a blueprint and work with an architect. And so the point being is the same applies in your finances, that with a financial advisor or on your own, you don't need to start constructing your future without developing some type of blueprint.
And Greg, that's a great analogy to use. Really, it's so true. And the vacation thing is so great as well. I mean, we plan vacations and think about this and that. Why don't people do it, though? Are they intimidated? Is it too much knowledge? Are they afraid they're going to lose all their money if they invest it here or don't get the best mortgage? Or like, what can you say to help people get over that mental hurdle so they can live a better, richer, fuller life?
Well, Lucas, great question, and I talk about this in the book, is that I have a process in there called the ASK process, A-S-K.
Okay.
It stands for anxiety, strengths, and knowledge. And anxiety and fear is one of the reasons people don't move forward, is that little voice in their head. They're afraid it will confirm to them they won't have enough money to retire on, can't get the kids through college. I mean, the list goes on. But that has a lot to do with it. And then the other thing is that when you say financial planning, a lot of times people picture all these papers, all these numbers, where do I start, charts and graphs. And in my book, you won't find those charts and graphs. It's really a book written to inspire people to take action, but also to know where to start and what questions to ask.
When you talk about something, it's customizing your finances, it's really different for everyone. Sometimes you pick up a publication and it's like, everybody should do it this way.
Yes.
Put everything in an envelope or whatever it is.
Right.
This is obviously something that we can customize for ourselves.
That's right, and you can do it on your own. I try to emphasize in the book that not everybody has to work with a financial advisor, although I do recommend that if you are working with professionals, form what I call a financial advisory team. Work with your financial advisor. Introduce a financial advisor to your CPA. Introduce those two professionals to your estate attorney. And the house also represents the relationships in your life. You know, and everybody's house is different. And when I say relationships, you know, are you going to have a dependent parent? Do you have a special needs child? Do you have a child that may have a drug or alcohol problem? Are there other issues that could start to drain your money?
Okay.
So just because you're planning for retirement doesn't mean then that there aren't those that are going to create financial burdens or obligations for you. And let's map it out so that you understand what steps you need to take.
Yeah, I know. I have a 5-year-old. I'm already thinking about college.
No doubt.
I'm already thinking about scholarships and what sports she can possibly play already to think about that. The retirement thing is great. I had very educated parents that taught us about investing in our money immediately once we started working in high school. But, Greg, isn't that, talking about using your building, your house analogy again, isn't that though where it starts? Like, you really need to start with a good foundation. And some people who didn't get that younger, they still can get it at whatever age they're at. Or is it a lost cause at a certain point?
Oh, no. They can still, regardless of what age, financial blueprint will be invaluable to them. You know, because let's say you're you're in your 60s and you're now retiring, you know, make sure you qualify for all your benefits and things that you need to take advantage of and looking at the different opportunities. Okay. At the same time, if you're at the other end of the spectrum, and like yourself, Lucas, you're looking to, you know, put a child through college, it's also understanding not only what amount you can save and what rate of return and what vehicles are out there to do that, but it's also, you know, as your child gets older, and you're talking to a guy that's had three in college, you know, at one time, basically educating them and understanding the scholarship process,
yes,
taking the ACT, all of those things.
You talk about creating your own economy, and in your book you have different areas as far as a house goes, using each room sort of as a metaphor to what we're doing, culminating here to the retirement and financial side of things. So talking about these different ideas, how can we create our own economy at this juncture? What can you say to people right now listening that can help them get started?
First of all, take charge. Take charge and build your financial house. We need, as Americans, to do that more than ever. With all the anxiety and issues that are going on in our country, you know, you can sit there and listen to the news all day, but the reality of it is that if you have a financial blueprint that helps keep you focused and staying on track, then that alone will make a huge difference. And the other point, and I talk about this in the book, is that technology is changing the way we do things. It's changing business models. It's changing careers. So depending on what age you are as well, it's also mapping out strategies. If you have to change careers, your industry changes, that you're able to confidently take steps to move in that right direction. So it motivates people, or so I'm told from the feedback I've received, inspires people to take charge, map it out, and then also, just like every house, to maintain its value, you need upkeep, you need renovation, and every now and then you need to clean up a room. It's a reminder that every year you need to review it and make sure you are on track.
My wife and I do that. Literally, we did that probably a year and a half ago. We were in the car for like 4 or 5 hours, and we called the folks that handle with our investment and figured if we're going to be in the car driving, we can at least go through and they ask you all kind of questions, and we're able to clean up and consolidate some accounts and make it a lot easier. And it's just like cleaning out your own house, and we found that as a good use of time. Stuck in the car for 4 hours, what else are you going to do? So it was interesting.
No, Lucas, you're absolutely right. And the other point I want to make, and I state this in the book, the key to success is not the statements you make, but the questions you ask. Mm. And it's understanding what questions you need to ask. And so in the book, I give people questions that they either need to ask themselves to go find that knowledge and information, or in discussions with their financial advisor to make sure that they are on track, as well as the fact that the financial advisor is fully aware of their goals and where they want to be down the road.
Well, this book sounds great. Better, Richer, Fuller, as far as making a way to decrease your anxiety about retirement, about financial planning, of course, creating the life you envision for you and your family. Where can we find this book, Greg?
Thanks for asking. Amazon, just type in Better, Richer, Fuller, and you can find it there. You can also go to yourfinancialhouse.com, which is our website, and there's a link there to go purchase the book, as well as my firm's website, Five Plan Partners.
The book is a really easy read. It's not a lot of economic lingo and phrases that would intimidate people, as you said, you know, your ask, A-S-K, and anxiety. So I could see if you dropped a book on someone and say, here's an investment book, you already get the fear of like panic in their eyes. But this is like really simple, and there are some questions in there that just glancing at it, I'm like, oh, that's a good question. Let me ask at home what you know, what we think we should do with that. So kudos to you for making such a complex, very difficult subject matter for a lot of people somewhat easy to digest. So that's a tip off to the hat to you, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I just want to make a difference in people's lives, and if this book inspires them to take those next steps and do that, then that's worth it all.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Greg Powell, author of Better, Richer, Fuller, How Building Your Financial House Can Help Protect Your Loved Ones, Grow Your Assets, and Free You to Live the American Dream. Good luck to you, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.